This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, I want to make sure people are gathering the essence of the All Capo Bianco team that we're trying to assemble here, because we're getting some really good entries on the text page. For those of you who missed it, we just played the audio of Rob Gronkowski yesterday. He was doing an interview with Kay Adams, and she played the video of the Capo Bianco character out in right field there, who was grabbing at Mookie Betts' mitt in Game 4 of the World Series. You guys know what I'm talking about. And Gronk goes, "I know that guy. I went to college with him, baby. I know that guy. He played club hockey, baby." He didn't say it exactly like that. But Gronk knows him. And what I said to Seth was, if I had to put together a power ranking of athletes that I would think, just based purely on judging a book by its cover, that would be friends with Capo Bianco, Gronk would have made my list. He would have been on the radar. So Seth said, well, we should put together an all Capo Bianco team of athletic meatheads that would probably be friends with him. Mm-hmm. And we're getting some really good answers to this. Richie Incognito, Brian Cushing has made the radar here. And I think, you know, Cushing's not an unintelligent person, but I think he definitely has that. And he's from North Jersey. He's got that Capo Bianco. I could see Cushing, as a diehard Yankee fan, maybe kind of losing his head a little bit and clawing at Mookie Betts' glove. I could see that happening. Brian Braman, Breno Giacomini has been suggested. Trevor Penning has been suggested. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially somebody that's like doing tough things but without consequence. That's
yes.
Trevor Penning.
Yeah.
Like, he can't block actual grown men,
right,
or defensive linemen, but he's hell on wheels when he's blocking an undersized safety.
Right.
He'll block him right out of the building, but then he lets defensive ends just go ahead and hit the quarterback.
Yeah. Now, this is why I want to put some guardrails on this. Aaron Hernandez, people texting in. Aaron, no, it's not. He didn't murder anybody, Capo Bianco. Like, he's not.
Not diabolical, wannabe criminal mastermind.
Sociopaths, right.
It's a meathead, like pure meathead.
Yeah, meathead.
Yeah.
Meathead.
Rogers, Hernandez was a different level of.
he was a meathead for sure, yeah. But that was like, yeah, that's. He's not known for that. He's known for, you know, killing people.
I know, but meathead's also got to be more of a just, you know, loudmouth, just, you know, crush a beer can on your head.
You're right.
To kind of just sloppiness to him.
You're right.
Hernandez was a different type.
They're rolling in. Tommy DeVito as our quarterback. Yes. Someone said Jeff George.
No, but is Tommy DeVito, he's not all that much of a meathead.
He kind of is, dude.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got no personality. Well, I know meatheads have big personality. Like, he seems a little dumb. Like, I'm just saying, like, the interviews I've seen.
Does he seem like the kind of guy that would stuff a nerd in a garbage can?
I think so.
All right. Makes it then.
We're going to have a hard time finding a quarterback. Like, someone said Jeff George. Like, no, Jeff George is just an a-hole.
He's just
not
a jerk.
Meathead.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the meatheads wouldn't even want to hang out with Jeff George after a while. They'd be like, yeah.
Bill,
you'll find somewhere else.
Bill Romanowski.
Oh, yeah, Romo, 100%.
I got to write Romo down for sure.
Romo's big-time meathead.
Romo. I'm open to other quarterbacks. DeVito is the quarterback for now, but I'm open to other quarterbacks if you would like to send those in. Tony Siragusa, RIP, somebody said. Is Siragusa – Siragusa's kind of a meathead, huh? Or was, I should say.
I don't know. You know what? Siragusa was actually into wine and food and everything.
Okay.
I don't know if he was as much of a – he was kind of – He was way more suave than you'd expect out of a guy so rotund. Yes.
He's also not here to defend himself, so there is that.
I don't think he would take that as an insult.
Probably not.
Now, would he have driven an IROC unironically? Yes. Yeah. With a Playboy Bunny air freshener, 100%. So yeah, he might be in there.
Can there be at least a portrait of Siragusa in the facility where the all meathead, all Capo Bianco team is going to work out feverishly every day with large weights? Can we at least have a picture of him there, like as sort of an homage? Yeah. Siragusa. All right, so Siragusa is sort of our patron saint of the meathead team. Aaron Rodgers, not a meathead, but definitely not well-liked. This was from his press conference yesterday, right? Do you want to set this up, Seth? This was from his press conference yesterday.
Yeah, this was, he opened up the press conference by saying he actually feels really good. And, despite it being a Thursday night game and despite being hobbled by three different non-Achilles tendon injuries on Sunday, that he's ready to go and he's going to be fine on Sunday. And he shared that he's going to refer to Timo here. He's talking about Thomas Morstead, the punter for the Jets, that Timo gave him a special concoction.
Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taken for a while. All legal, of course. I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I've been feeling a little bit better. But he's been taking like cayenne pepper and water. So he gave me some before the game. Felt pretty good.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
He's got cayenne pepper and water. And he took it before the game and looked hobbled. But now it's apparently maybe it just needed some time. He needed a few doses. Apparently that's his fountain of youth that's going to have him looking more like week three when he could run around a little bit.
Have you talked to anybody that says this works, this cayenne pepper and water?
I read some articles that said, there's evidence that it's an anti-inflammatory and that it can have pain-killing properties.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's not going to all of a sudden like outdo Toradol or something on the pain management scale.
Should I be doing it is what my question
there's
is.
There's also theories that it could have heart protective benefits.
Okay,
There's almost no spice you can look at that doesn't have some kind of health benefits.
Yeah.
So I'd say this is my advice to everybody that's a little intimidated by cooking.
Yeah.
Don't bow down to Big Recipe. Big Recipe wants you to believe that everything has to be all this and that and in specific. You dump it. There's almost no combination of spices that doesn't taste good together.
Okay.
Just dump them all in there and it's good for you.
So what I'm hearing you say is I should keep eating 40 buffalo wings a night and that's going to keep me healthy because they're very spicy.
It doesn't completely negate the bad stuff that you might be doing, though, Sean.
Well, then what the hell? Yeah. All right.
But the cayenne pepper, there's some benefits to it. I don't think that's all. I think Aaron Rodgers is still hurting.
Yes.
I think that to put it into context, there was a Patriots defensive lineman, Godshock, who said that Aaron Rodgers doesn't move as well as he used to, that Godshock himself could have caught it. He was asked about that in the press conference.
Did you see the comments from Godshaw after the game?
No.
He basically said that you didn't look like yourself, that you weren't mobile, that he could have chased you down.
He's probably right. Yeah. I was hurting, but I feel better today.
Okay.
I felt like, and honestly, I watched and analyzed his facial expression and everything. I actually really appreciate the fact that he didn't take it personally one bit. He really, like, there was no registering on his face of like, he didn't go after him like a... like one of his podcast opponents or something.
Well, he goes after everybody who has something bad to say about him, so it was a little surprising. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers cares about what people think about him as he eventually retires from football. Because you can make a lot of money being a retired football player that people like. You can get a lot of commercials and things like that. I think embracing little shots and barbs at his age, probably a good strategy right there.
This is where I give him credit, because this is actually a couple questions later.
Yeah.
He did a callback at the end of this. And again, evidence that he didn't take it personally, but also an explanation, maybe a more realistic explanation for why theoretically he's claiming that he feels better today than he did on Sunday and he's fine. He'll be fine this week physically. This is Rodgers saying probably the realistic reason he could feel better today.
If you look at the game, you know, I only got hit a couple times. I got sacked once. I didn't really move a whole lot. That was probably part of it. But, I expect to be able to do a lot more this week. I'll be under center. And hopefully be back to my faster than Gottschalk speed.
That's pretty good.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. There are times, like Aaron Rodgers, like there have been times throughout the years I'm like, I could like this guy. Like, he's kind of clever. He's kind of funny.
No, I'm telling you, man, honestly, it's the hazards of being perpetually online. There is a, like, Rodgers is just a different dude, and I think he's got a real sarcastic, dry wit about him.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of times where I think, like, and I'm not saying, like, you can love him, hate him, whatever. I think there have been some times where he's victim of the soundbite, and that, okay, like, you're going to hear this little chunk, but not the entire interview. But I'm I don't 100% agree with a lot of things he says, but he's got a sense of humor about
him. Seth, this is going to shock you, but in Los Angeles, they celebrated the World Series. I'm looking at the TV screen in our studio right now, and they celebrated by burning buildings and looting in Los Angeles last night.
Whenever Los Angeles does something, and sometimes it'll get framed as, good job, Los Angeles. Boy, America. America couldn't have a better example of how to celebrate success than you, Los Angeles.
If you're planning on going to the Apple Store on whatever street this is here.
We won the World Series. We all get iPads.
We all get the new AirPods, yes.
Did they break into the Apple Store?
Oh, yeah. This Apple
they
Store.
They looted the Apple Store.
They're looting the Apple Store, and I'm looking
Dodgers
right now.
Dodgers fans are, man, maybe that's what it takes.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Do we need to loot the Apple Store the next time the Astros win the World Series?
I was listening this morning to the show before ours, and not the outdoor show. I was listening on the Infinity app. I was listening to Maggie and Perloff. Maggie, at one point, like as they're kind of winding down their World Series thing, she's like, and you feel great for Dodger fans, and you feel great for blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, you feel who feels great for Dodger fans? Other than
Looting
Dodger
the
fans.
Apple Store is the dumbest store to loot, too, because like 90% of the stuff in there.
All tracked.
They can shut it right down. They know exactly where you are.
It's dumb. Like, well, no.
Like
but
I'm going to go loot the GPSs from the FBI headquarters.
No. But the dumbest, that is dumb. But the dumber one, because I think these looters probably know, like, look, if I can just sell it to somebody. Then
now
it's
sell
their
to
problem.
Somebody else dumber than me.
It's a dumbness trickles down.
Well,
you know?
I was talking to somebody at the Verizon store, and I was having some trouble with my phone, and she's like, listen, like this, do this. I do this on almost everything. And she turned off some kind of theft protection device or something that screws up other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, because like it's not even worth trying to steal an iPhone, right, because you can't use them. And she's like, yes, but you always got to – it depends on how much meth they've taken. So there's no. So again, going back to Dodgers fans, the amount of meth they must have been taking in celebration of that Dodgers World Series victory, you can understand why they might not realize that stealing an iPhone that does nothing for you.
Yes. Yeah. Good entry here on the text page. If you're just tuning in, we're assembling our all. Capo Bianco team. This is mostly football. We're not crossing over sports. It's all football players. Makes it easier. Capo Bianco is the meathead Yankee fan that tried to rip off Mookie Betts' arm in Game 4 of the World Series. We've got several football players on the list. This is a great recommendation to coach this team. Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell.
Oh, 100%.
Be the coach.
Yeah.
He would definitely be friends with Capo Bianco for sure. This all stems from Rob Gronkowski informing us on Kay Adams' show that he's buddies with the guy from college with Capo Bianco.
Is this an all-white team so far?
No, Ndamukong Suh was sent in as a name.
Oh, good call. Yes, a really good call. Yeah. And he should be actually – no, he should be – the coach, because he's probably the most intelligent one out of everybody we've mentioned so far.
No doubt.
That's what's so weird about Ndamukong Suh.
Dude.
You see an interview with him and you're like, holy crap, is this guy the CEO of a company or something? They're like, no, he's the guy that was one of the dirtiest players in football.
Seth, it was so funny.
So yeah, kind of like a CEO, but also, yeah.
John Harris and I interviewed Ndamukong Suh at the Lombardi Awards back in like 2009, whatever his last year in college was. I think it was 2009. It was Gerald McCoy and Ndamukong Suh. Like, it was some big guys that turned out to be really good. I think Jerry Hughes might have been one of them also, I think, actually. I think he was a finalist that year. Texans legend Jerry Hughes. Anyways, we interviewed Ndamukong Suh, and he was, like, so charming, so nice, so thoughtful. Told us how he played soccer in high school. Like, he was that's the nicest guy ever. And then he gets drafted in the NFL by Detroit, second overall. You knew he would, and this and that. And he's playing for Detroit, so he's kind of off the radar. He doesn't really pop up on the radar for being a good football player. He pops up for being a dirty jerk of a football player on the field. And for Johnny and I, we're like, man, this is like some kid you knew in high school who was like honor roll, you know, like you'd want your daughter to date him kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Oh, my God. Well, somewhere along the way, he got into drugs. And what, you know?
He mastered the duality of man.
Yeah,
He's able to tap into that antisocial part of him off the field, but or on the field, but off the field, he was a completely different dude.
Yep.
I would say I would disagree that he doesn't attract notoriety for his play. I mean, he was a damn good football player.
I didn't say he wasn't a good football player. I'm just saying he was playing on the Lions, so he was off the radar for us here.
When he did come onto the radar,
popped onto the radar, for me. Because I knew he was good, because I'm in sports talk radio, but where he really became prominent in the NFL was as much for you know, being
picking
dirty.
That job in the junk.
Stepping on that guy's arm and things like that. So, yeah. The Boz is getting some love on the text page. I'll put Brian on there, Bosworth. I think he would probably embrace that, I would think. Baker Mayfield as the quarterback, someone says.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
That's probably
all-time
better than
head team.
Yeah, DeVito can be the backup to Baker Mayfield. How's that? That'll be our depth chart. Some people are sending it. Jeff Kent. No, it's not a baseball team. Plus, he's just more of like an angry person than a meathead.
Jay Cutler probably. Jay Cutler's too. Like, to be a meathead, you got to also be... You got to be capable of full bore buying into something and like attacking it with grit. Cutler was always just more like, nah, I'm too cool for that, or like, I'm cynical. There's not as much cynicism necessary.
Right. Yeah. Someone said Sean Cody. Sean Cody, not a meathead. Sean Cody's a comedian. He's really funny.
I don't get meathead vibes from him.
No.
What about Jamarcus Russell? Not really a meathead, I don't think.
No. Not a meathead. Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's not a meathead. I just don't know that Tim Tebow was the smartest quarterback in the world.
He didn't have a high football IQ.
Right.
He was a meathead quarterback. Of meathead quarterbacks, I know.
Can he be our emergency quarterback?
He's a goody two-shoes. No, you can't have a goody two-shoes on the meathead squad.
You're right. He would never grab. You have to ask yourself the question, in a drunken state, would this guy try to rip Mookie Betts' arm off near the wall?
You cannot be on the meathead squad unless you've gotten out of trouble at least once in your life specifically because you were a football player.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's got to be, at some point, the principal of the high school had to explain to the math teacher that the meathead is on the higher on the totem pole than you. You're passing this kid, all right?
Someone said Peyton Hillis starting running back. I don't know if he's a meathead.
He just went crazy.
Well, but Peyton Hillis, a year ago, rescued one of his kids from drowning in the ocean. Peyton Hillis is maybe as much badass
as he
is.
Did he write the ship? No, remember, he went through a rough patch
at
the end of his career or right after he retired. He had, paranoid delusions about stuff. Yeah. He thought
I don't know if he's come out the other side of that or not. I just remember seeing the story about him saving his kid. All right.
Richie Incognito is, the model.
He's the captain of this team.
He went off. That's how close he was.
Right.
He got to a point where he went off the deep end at the end of his career. Yeah. Richie Incognito is the best and the worst version of this team that we're talking about.
Yep. All right. Five reasons I hate you. We usually do it on Friday, but the game's tonight. Five reasons I hate you. Jets edition is coming up next. But first, Daily and Black. If you are a homeowner, a business owner, and I don't care if you're a meathead or not, if you own a business or you're a homeowner and you've suffered damage to your home or place of business, and now your insurance company, who might be full of meatheads, is jacking around with you and they're not paying their claims or they're paying you partially on your claims and you're planning on getting that money, you need someone to go to bat for you. Don't just throw your hands up and go, well, this is it. Can't fight the insurance companies. Hell yeah, you can. You can do it with Daily and Black. You can fight them because they fight them all the time. And they win a lot. They've won some big verdicts, according to Top Verdicts Top 10. Daly & Black, awesome, awesome law firm, great attorneys there, great people that they live to help people like you. If you're a homeowner or business owner that I'm describing, go fight the insurance companies. If you're worried about having to go do it in the future, maybe you put your claims in and now you're not hearing back because delaying is a big tactic they have, go to dailyblack.com. They don't ask for a dime up front. They don't get anything until they recover for you. So their incentive is directly aligned with yours. Their law offices are located right here in Houston, Texas. It's dailyblack.com, D-A-L-Y, dailyblack.com. Get in touch with them today and get them on your side. It's dailyblack.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln of Sugarland. On the Southwest Freeway, exit Kirkwood and take the first U-turn at West Airport under the giant American flag.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do it. Five Reasons I Hate You, Jets edition. Normally a Friday staple. Today it's a Thursday staple because the Jets play the Texans tonight, 7:15 kickoff. Last I checked, the Jets are still favored. That's one reason to hate them. They have no business. No business, I say, being favored by 1.5 points. But the Texans got to prove it on the field tonight. You can hear that game here on Sports Radio 610. You can hear Seth and I on Texans Countdown starting at 4:15 here on the station today and on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. All right, let's start. Reason number five. We've been talking about Aaron Rodgers, so why not just transition right into this and stick with Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, very hateable. As we've played audio throughout the week of him sneering at media members, talking about his cayenne pepper. Admittedly, he was likable for about 15 seconds in his press conference yesterday. We will admit that. But this is a segment about hate. And I like bringing up petty little things like this. Most wins by a New York-based quarterback since the start of last season. Zach Wilson, 4. Tommy DeVito, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, 3. Aaron Rodgers is technically getting credit for that, for the 4 snap that he took in the Buffalo game to start last year. I'm going to give that one to Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson should have 5, and Aaron Rodgers should have 2.
I forgot that he gets credit for that win.
He started the game. Yeah, yeah, he started the game. Took 4 snaps, shredded his Achilles. He got credit for a win. He should be tied with Tyrod Taylor and Trevor Siemian at 2.
And it's one of those things where it's even worse than it appears, because there were some moments of – there were some glimmers of hope early in the season, week 3 versus the Patriots, for instance. Since then, over the last 5 weeks, the Jets' offense is 27th in scoring, 25th in total yards per game, 31st in rushing, 31st in third down conversions,
wow,
28th in red zone efficiency. And they've been really, really bad with Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback.
Okay.
And even despite having multiple former Packers on the roster, despite trading for Davante Adams, nothing seems to get it going with a guy that was supposed to be just A-OK after his Achilles tendon tear.
Yeah, you bring up the former Packers. One name will be out tonight, Alan Lazard, who's actually had a pretty decent season so far for the Jets.
Yeah.
He will miss the game tonight. I'm going to say they're loaded at wide receiver. They got good wide receivers on this team. Actually, they are kind of loaded. If you get the peak version of Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson, and Mike Williams, you're pretty loaded at wide receiver.
Brian Baldinger did a piece from a play last. You know, Brian Baldinger does those Baldy breakdowns that everybody loves when they do one. This one wasn't as good for radio because there were so many things going on. There was, on one given play, it was, like, emblematic of the entire. It was like the butt fumble times 4, Sean. Because offensive lineman is getting destroyed. Rodgers could have gone hot. Instead, he tried to go somewhere else. Ends up rifling the ball into the back of a tight end or wide receiver, a tight end. The ball bounces in the air. And then, like a hot potato, hits like 3 different Jets offensive linemen's hands before everything finally ended. It was a comedy of errors. And it didn't look that much different than a lot of what the Jets have been doing lately. So, including like last week, the Jets, they had to burn three timeouts in the first quarter because to avoid delay of game penalties. Aaron Rodgers got a delay of penalty or delay of game penalty in the fourth quarter. It's gotten way worse than even it was before Robert Saleh was fired.
It's a shoddy operation. It is a shoddy operation.
All right, it looks like it's being run like an interim by an interim head coach.
100%. 100%. So reason number five, Aaron Rodgers. Reason number four, Mike Greenberg of ESPN. There's something about national personalities that wear their fanhood for their team on their sleeve that just annoys me a little bit. Like the McAfee Colts thing. And McAfee actually played for the Colts, so maybe I should. But the Colts thing with McAfee has started to veer towards that for me a little bit.
Yeah.
I would imagine JJ, when he takes up for the Texans, people are a little like, ugh. Mike Greenberg in the Jets, though, because he never played for the Jets. He was just a Jets fan growing up.
Yeah.
But that every segment about the Jets turns into something about Greeny that bothers me. You know, because I generally like ESPN's programming, but I don't need Mike Greenberg's preferences for teams or his affinity or affiliation for teams bleeding into my enjoyment of the content.
And I don't buy it either, because it's just too easy, because like, oh, it's a massive fan base that, you know, will feel like he identifies with
them. He's pandering.
And it's, he's pandering to the Jets fan base. Yeah. And they're like, oh, look at poor beleaguered me. I'm just like you.
Yeah.
You
know? Except for the 9 million.
Yeah, sure, I got Golic fired, but still, I'm just like you.
Yeah. I make $10 million a year. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just like you. I'm sad about the Jets.
Yeah. I love the Jets so much. I love New York so much. I live in Weston, Connecticut. Oh,
When you're covering the entire league like that, you got to check your fandom at the door.
I think
a little
you do.
Bit.
I think you
not
do.
Not completely and totally, but a little bit.
No,
you know, I don't mind. Like, I'm not gonna. I don't need there to be an illusion that every single sports writer doesn't have a favorite team, this or that, or anything. But most writers actually try to adhere to that.
Oh yeah,
but he's a TV guy. Whatever. Yeah.
So Greeny bothers me. That's number four. Number three, and this probably could be number one if we were truly ranking these. This Fireman Ed. This sort of adopted mascot that the Jets have had for several, you know, decades now. He's been a Jet season ticket holder, dresses up in the Jet gear with the Jet fire hat on. Apparently of late, Seth, Fireman Ed has been complaining because he's been getting a little more minimized, it seems, by Jets in stadium team.
He's gotten very diva-like.
Yes.
And this extends back to, at one point he had quit the team and he just wasn't going to go to games anymore. This goes several years back. So, he's a little full of himself.
Yeah, this was Fireman Ed on his Instagram just a few weeks ago.
Hey, I've been getting a lot of emails and texts from fans about the Jet experience in the stadium with the big screens. Last night in particular, although on the Denver game also, last night in particular, we scored a touchdown. And normally, as a tradition, we're always put on a screen. Me, Scott, and Jetman are put on a screen to do the Jet chant and get the crowd going, which is a staple in Jet Life Stadium. Also, on a defensive end, which is the most important, normally they will put us on a screen to get the crowd going. It gives it more of a widespread experience for the fans to see, and we can get the defensive chant going. But something's going on in the Jet production team over in Jet Life Stadium. I don't know exactly what's going on, but they're phasing us out, and I'd like to know if somebody knows anything. Please let me know, because it's evident that it's happening. And it needs to stop, because we need home field advantage. That's what we have, and we need to keep it going. So something's going on. Please let me know if you know something. Thanks a lot. Go Jets.
Dude, get over yourself.
You said, what the hell? There's nothing more of I'm going to cloak my divadom in concern for the team. This is important. It's not about, it's not even about me.
Dude.
It's about what the team loses by not having me and my increasingly monetizable in this digital world space, just being able to be out there and getting the crowd going.
Can you imagine, Ultimate Fan or Debbie the Texan jumping on their Instagram and being like, hey, what's the deal with me not being on the Jumbotron as much?
Yeah, at one point I suspected that Aaron Rodgers had something to do with it.
So that
the guy The guy's like a Gen, like he is what we would complain about with a Gen Z.
Yeah.
Where we think like, oh, he thinks he's the main character.
Yes.
He thinks he's the main character.
Oh, no, he thinks this is the reason they're 2-6 right now.
It feels like the story that they told about Trent Dilfer asking why he couldn't get a private jet to get to his game day appearance because Kirk Herbstreit has a private jet.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, do we really have to explain to you why you don't get the Kirk Herbstreit treatment?
You ain't as good.
See you later.
Yeah.
See you later, Trent Dilfer.
That's great.
See you later, Fireman Bill, whatever his name is.
Yeah, this is not the way to get back on the Jumbotron, bro. Okay? So that's reason number three.
What was the name of the fireman that Jim Carrey played on in Living Color?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
He's turning into that dude.
A little bit. Not nearly as funny. Well, ironically, he's funny. Number two, five reasons I hate you. Hassan Reddick is on this team, and look, it's his money. I don't care. There's something about guys that just take $9 million and light it on fire that bothers me. Hassan Reddick held out for a new contract and accumulated over $3 million in missed game checks and nearly $6 million in fines that he cannot get back. And he didn't even get a new long-term contract. They, like, redid a few things. They kind of Steven Nelsoned him, it sounded like. You know, like, all right, here's a few little things we can do to this year, and then we'll work on a long-term deal with you down the road. It's just dumb, and it bothers me when people do dumb things that light $9 million on fire.
When Belichick was on McAfee, he said, Reddick came into the game and just ran past the quarterback multiple times, whether it was Drake May or Jacoby, and created those scramble lanes that the Patriots took advantage of. Hassan Reddick, not gonna let that slide. He put on social media, hey, someone call Bill Belichick and give him a job. Seems like he's home bored and can't keep me out of his mouth. Come up for air, why don't you?
Okay. He's got like seven jobs right now.
Yeah. Seems like he's bored. Like he was actually working at a job when he said
that. Right, he's doing Inside the NFL, as he's saying.
Yes. This is how checked out Hassan Reddick is on anything, like including the way to do business in the NFL, which he miserably failed at this last offseason. It was like, well, he does have a job. That's what he was doing when he said those things about all the things that you did do in the game last
week. His job is to talk about how poor you played and how silly your holdout was. That's his job. It's all of our jobs.
So we need Hassan Reddick running past C.J. Stroud multiple times tonight. Create some running lanes for C.J.
The music stopped. I'm a little taken. We still have reason number one. Is it still playing? Okay. Oh, it's had to reset. I got you. Reason number one to hate the New York Jets. I mean, this is a pretty simple one, but it's annoying. They're not in New York.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
No.
They're in New Jersey.
All of their operations.
Jets used to have their offices in New Jersey, but no longer. So both the Giants...
They used to have their offices in New York.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
They used to be in New York, but now they're in New Jersey.
Right.
Both the Giants and the Jets are completely and totally New Jersey entities.
Yes.
And yet, they're the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Which is...
No.
It's really annoying.
And it's
one of the ugliest parts of New Jersey.
I'm
offended almost on behalf of New Jersey.
The Meadowlands?
More so than anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, they are not the New York Jets. They are the Newark Jets. They are more the Newark Jets than they are the New York Jets.
The new stadium is more of a joint venture than it used to be, because it used to be, it was the Giants Stadium and the Jets happened to play with
it. Yeah, it was called Giants Stadium.
But it was always fun when you go to play there, because it was like such a low-rent way to try to make it look like Jets Stadium.
I know.
You walk through the hallways and you could see the permanent paintings on the wall of the Giants stuff, their logos and everything. But on game day, the Jets would put like a janky tarp up over it.
Yes.
With a Jets logo on it, but it was like from two logos ago.
They're a homeless team. They're like an orphan team, because they've never, even before they played in Giants Stadium, they were playing in Shea Stadium before that. Like, they had to share it with the Mets. So, man, y'all are billionaires now. Go build your own deal, man. Jet Life Stadium. Shut up, Fireman Ed. You suck. All right. Up next, does Aaron Rodgers have beef with C.J. Stroud? Let's reprise some audio. Does Aaron Rodgers have a little extra in the holster tonight for C.J. Stroud? We'll have that audio for you coming up next. But first, Seth has the injury report.
Oh, we do. The look, Azeez Alshire and Jimmy Ward both out, although they hypothetically would have practiced yesterday, but they're out for the week. Damian Pierce, a guy who's gotten a lot of excitement as a kickoff returner, and Patterson, the guard, is still in concussion protocol, so all four of those guys are out. In for Thursday night football, Henry Toa-Toa, Kalen Bullock, and Kamari Lassiter. That is your injury report brought to you by Mokarem Injury Lawyers. If you are on the injured list right now, if you're in an injury and you could not play football tonight or go about your day because you're in an accident and it wasn't your fault, whether it was an auto accident, a slip and fall, whatever it might be, call Mokarem Injury Lawyers. It's as simple as that. Mokarem Injury Lawyers have helped thousands of Houstonians when they're in situations just like you are, where you're not sure where to turn. You don't know exactly what the process is legally. You call Mokarem Injury Lawyers. They'll pick up the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just give them a call at 281-222-2222. That's 281-222-2222. The first consultation is 100% free. You pay nothing at all unless you win. So call Mokarem Injury Lawyers at 281-222-2222. That's 281-222-2222.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we still have nominees for our All Capo Bianco football team. For those who missed it, Rob Gronkowski, turns out, is buds with the guy who tried to rip off Mookie Betts' baseball glove in Game 4 of the World Series. Yankee fan in the stands trying to do that. And his last name is Capo Bianco. And I don't know if he is a meathead in real life, but I would guess that he is. He certainly conducted himself like one on that night. And in the interviews that we've heard from his brother, apparently they've been planning for this moment for a long, long time. Hey, what if on an important play, we could do something about it? So
you know what? So we've got it so far. What's the list at?
So far, the list is that has made it through the Payne and Pendergast filter. Because we got a lot of names that haven't made it through the filter.
Relatively recent all-time meathead list.
All-time meatheads.
All-time, like going back a couple decades.
Yeah, and we've kept it to football because it's Gronk who got us on this. So Gronk is on there, obviously. Richie Incognito, Brian Cushing, all of the Peter brothers from North Jersey. Brian Braman was sent in. I wrote that one down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Braman's a good one. Yeah.
Good call there. Yeah.
Brian Bosworth, Breno Giacomini, Trevor Penning. The quarterback room is Baker Mayfield, Tommy DeVito, and a name that came in during the break, Jameis Winston.
I think
Jameis a thumbs up.
He makes a squad because since we're bringing historical players into this, I would say non-sober Jameis Winston, especially classic meathead behavior, like over the top. There's a line you got to cross where like your gung-ho-edness or your enthusiasm just goes way too far. Him standing on the picnic table yelling
what he yelled,
lewd things to other students. That's meathead behavior right there. Yeah.
Yep.
That's like, you know, it's like Booger Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
So Jameis Winston, definitely. Pre-sober Jameis Winston.
Yep, so we got our quarterback room. Tony Siragusa, RIP, is an honorary member of the team. Mm-hmm. Bill Romanowski.
Although Siragusa didn't turn into a wine connoisseur later in his career, but still.
Fair. Yeah. Bill Romanowski, Indomitian Sue,
mm-hmm.
and Dan Campbell is the head coach. That's a pretty good
Indomitian
squad so
Sue
far.
Sue is the one that's almost, it's the most impressive because he's actually super intelligent, but he's able to tap into his meathead.
Yeah, yeah.
So to be a conscious meathead, that's almost like art there.
That's
tapping into the most meathead side of you when you're playing football, but then being like you'd confuse him for an accountant when you talk to him.
That's a talent, man. That's a talent. Yeah.
Those are the guys that become dictators.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yes. Big charisma. Yes. All right. CJ Stroud and Aaron Rodgers. Does Aaron Rodgers come in to tonight's game with a little extra for CJ Stroud? Remember this where CJ and Tank sat down on the $1 million worth of game podcast? And Aaron Rodgers kind of caught a stray here from CJ Stroud while CJ was praising Matthew Stafford.
He might be up there with Brady and them, bro.
No, come on.
No,
bro.
That's crazy. Let me go back. Hey, because look, I'm a look, dog. Hold on, before you do all this, I'm a student of the game.
Stafford a dog.
He is a dog.
No, you don't understand, bro. You saying that. That's all I watch. I don't watch nobody else. I watch Mahomes at times because Mahomes does some stuff that, like, you can't coach. Stafford, dog, he will beat you with the same thing every time. All that no-lick stuff, I got that from bruh. Like, literally, that's one of my big – like, I'm a fan of his. Like,
if he's a great quarterback,
I be trying to find, bro. But like, we got the same trainers. I be trying to, like, go to where they working out and just watch.
That's all I'm saying. Like, Charles Barkley.
Hold on. If you give Matthew Stafford – a chance like Aaron Rodgers, I guarantee he might have had more rings, for sure. I think Matthew Stafford.
Oh, Matthew Stafford had more rings than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he could have another ring probably.
I'd say he had like 3-4.
He might, it's possible.
Bro.
He good. But what I'm saying is his levels of greatness.
Okay. So Aaron Rodgers kind of, you know, caught like, you know, like CJ's in there fighting somebody and Aaron Rodgers just caught an elbow, you know, like to the side.
Right, which is, you know, and it always comes back to that class. It's kind of like when you're arguing about who should get on the All-Pro team. Mm-hmm. It's not an insult to say that somebody's the second best player in football at their position, and yet that's how it gets perceived. So, like he said, he is actually complimenting Rodgers because did he not say, I would even put him ahead of Rodgers?
Like, he may have, but
like that's almost like a that's still a little bit of a like, man, even Rodgers, like that's how good I think Matt Stafford is, that he's even better than Rodgers.
I don't know. I was too busy listening to CJ put anybody ahead of Aaron Rodgers, knowing who Aaron Rodgers is and how highly Aaron Rodgers thinks of Aaron Rodgers.
I think it was more shade at the Green Bay Packers organization the Lions organization that you'd. That if you were put in a different situation. But I would say that's the question. If Matt Stafford were put in the Packers situation, would he have won more than one Super Bowl? Rodgers very rarely had a really good defense to help him out. I mean, that was one of the big issues. And they never drafted wide receivers in the first round. And whereas Rodgers, despite all of the Lions' issues and problems and everything, they did at least try to help him out in the draft.
Be interesting if Stafford had never won a Super Bowl and we were asking this question. Like, that Stafford actually went on and won one with L.A., I would say, sure, he definitely would have won one with Green Bay over the course of those 15 years, or however long Aaron Rodgers was there. You know what I mean?
I think Stafford grew more as he got older in terms of being a guy that could play within the scheme. And make some of the more veterans. Whereas I think Rodgers, what you're seeing right now is a guy who, at his core, still wants to be an improv guy, but he's just not capable of doing all the improvisational genius that he once was. And that's when you run into trouble. That's why I honestly think this Jets offensive line is performing pretty well, except that Rodgers is just taking more sacks than he normally would. I think I'd. That's a tough one, man. It's tough. I can't put Stafford above Rodgers.
I just wonder if Rodgers, like, if you heard that, like, what was Rodgers thinking when he heard C.J. Stroud say that? Did he take it as shade, do you think, or did he?
I think he probably just that. I think he figures that's the kind of stuff that he knows either gets talked about or gets taken out of context.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
It's not a direct shot or anything.
C.J. giving his takes.
C.J. played basketball with Aaron Rodgers this offseason.
That's true. He did say that,
He said he has a good jump shot.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Does that soothe your hurt feelings, Aaron Rodgers? Who's never actually said that his feelings were hurt by that, but Mike Florio is convinced that Aaron Rodgers has been stewing about it all offseason long.
Are you surprised?
That he's got this marked on his calendar.
Are you surprised how much CJ loves Matthew Stafford? Like he was. I mean, that is some serious love right there for Matthew Stafford.
I think like that's part of the conundrum of Matthew Stafford. There's some things about him that are Hall of Fame worthy.
Yes,
you know, but then his record versus winning teams and other things like that are certainly not Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah, like CJ is clearly giving him a pass for playing for the Lions all those years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Matthew Stafford is like throughout the course of his career is not a winning quarterback. You know, and won a Super Bowl with the Rams.
You know what? This one might be relevant to CJ too as a young quarterback in that. I think one thing that the really great quarterbacks really understand and get involved in is how important the run game is. And CJ understands that. But I think that the CJ's, like, the quarterback, when he truly comes into his own, is as much responsible for the run game as the pass game. That's why it would always bother me so much when Deshaun Watson in 2020 would act like the offense had a good game just because his passing numbers were good. Like, no, you guys aren't scoring touchdowns. It wasn't a good offense, which means it wasn't a good quarterbacking performance. If you're not scoring, all that matters to me is how many points are you scoring. And sometimes you're like, like sometimes that's because of incredible quarterback play. Other times it's not. But when you're a genuine bona fide NFL quarterback, your gauge is how good is your offense week in and week out. How many points do you score? And it wasn't a good offense that year. This year, I think CJ is doing some really, really good things despite adverse circumstances. But ultimately, you're going to be judged by how prolific is your offense. So right now, the offense is middle of the pack. And CJ, to his credit, he's mentioned a couple times now that he's asking the coaches to put more on his plate.
Yes, he
wants to
that.
Be more involved. Yeah. I think he wants the pre-snap operation to be more of a quarterback-driven operation than it is right now.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing Bobby Slowick just doesn't feel like he's quite there. He doesn't want to put too much on his plate. But CJ understands that part of the assignment, but he's still being treated like a young quarterback in some ways.
Hey, real quick, just two names I want to bounce off you for our all Capo Bianco meathead team. Pat McAfee is the punter someone sent in. Is McAfee a meathead?
He did get once arrested for swimming in
a canal. He's a meathead. Yes, yeah, he's a very wealthy meathead and a very smart meathead, but he's a meathead for sure. And he wears the tank tops all the time. Oh, for sure. He's our punter. You are getting a lot of love on the text page, and I'm going to let you choose whether or not you are on this team. I don't think I wouldn't put you on this team. I'm just reading the texts.
I've never gotten out of trouble by being a good football player. Well, I did. You know what? I got in,
In
Pop Warner football, I punched a kid in the handshake line at the end of a game once. And Farragher's dad got me out of, getting kicked out of the league. So Farragher's dad had to go attend a meeting, a special meeting that was called to decide whether or not to kick me out of the league. And Farragher's dad got me from, prevented me from getting kicked out.
I need you on this team so you can tell me what kind of chicanery goes on in the post game parties and at the bars. I need you on this team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just to be
my mole.
To be the mole. Sources tell me, Sean.
That's right.
Last night, some guy told me this.
All right. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Texans Jets tonight. Simple question: who is the Texans' leading receiver going to be tonight in this game? How do they attack things with no Stephon Diggs? That is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.